天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小，环境的环，也就是左边一个王字和右边一个布。今天很高兴和大家继续相聚在节目中。我们现在正在进行的系列是 Blessing of Surrender， 献身之福。在前几期的节目中，麦克牧师都向我们讲述了说，献身的一个重要的行动就是要顺服交托，这样才能够真正的找到神在我们身上的旨意。我跟大家一样，对这些的信息也都有一个很深的感触，因为我们都可能会因为过去的罪性和一些背景文化的影响，在寻求神的过程中，总会把神当作阿拉丁神灯去求，也总想要神按照我们自己的意思去做。然而，在圣经中，真正的顺服，真正的献身，是要完全放下我们自己的身份，自己的骄傲，将自己的软弱和惧怕坦诚在神的面前。因为神是那么的爱我们，他知道我们的软弱，他也知道我们所需求的东西。所以，我们真正要寻求的是神的本相，而不只是一个想要满足自己需要的一个过程。当然，寻求神真正的旨意也是一个艰难的步骤。或许我们可以从今天麦克牧师的讲道中得到些从神而来的智慧。好，那我们就把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a special joy and delight for us to know that you are listening to this program.
我们感到特别开心和喜乐，因为知道有你收听这个节目。
And that is why we love it when you write to us and let us know how you feel and how God is blessing you through these programs.
我们尤其喜欢你来信告诉我们你的感受，以及神如何借着这些节目赐福给你。
We are in the midst of a series of messages from 2 Kings.
我们正在讲列王记下一系列的信息。
And specifically, we have been looking at chapter 5, verses 1 to 15.
今天我们要看第五章一到十五节。
In our last broadcast, I promised to tell you how one of the greatest Syrian generals experienced the blessings of surrender.
在上次节目里，我答应过要讲一个叙利亚元帅的经历，他所得到的献身之福。
Last time, also we read the passage in 2 Kings 5, 1-15.
上次我们读了列王记下五章一到十五节。
Now I want you to imagine Naaman, the great general.
现在请你想象一下乃曼，他是个伟大的元帅。
A war hero and a champion of the ancient Syrian army.
他是战争英雄，是古代叙利亚的军事统帅。
However, he was struck with the dreaded leprosy, which turned his life into misery.
可惜他患上可怕的麻风病，生命陷入愁苦中。
He probably would gladly give all of his wealth.
也许他宁可交出全部的财富。
He probably would gladly give up all of his medals and all of his possessions.
也许他宁可交出所有的勋章和家产。
Just for one day, free from pain and agony.
只要换取有一天能从痛苦中解脱出来。
Who was there to witness to the general?
而在元帅面前做见证的人是谁呢?
It was not the important men of his time.
并不是当时在元帅身边的重臣，
nor were the other officers，
也不是其他的官员，
but it was a little Hebrew girl who was taken captive，
她只不过是一个被掳的希伯来女子，
it was a little slave girl who witnessed to the general，
向元帅做见证的是一个身为奴仆的卑微女子。
In verse 3 of 2 Kings 5，
在列王记下五章第三节，
Listen to what the little girl said to Naaman's wife.
请听那女子对乃曼的妻子所说的话。
If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听着。
Don't be intimidated about your witnessing.
不要害怕在人面前做见证。
Do not worry if the person is older or younger than you.
不用担心对方比你年长或比你年轻。
Why?
为什么呢？
If you speak to them with respect,
如果你对别人说话时表示尊重，
they want to know how to be free from sin and guilt.
其实他们很想知道怎样脱离罪恶和罪疚感。
They want to be free from spiritual leprosy.
他们想摆脱心灵的麻风病。
Don't be intimidated by them or by their high position.
不要被对方或他们崇高的地位吓倒。
They are crying on the inside.
其实他们在心里呐喊。
They are hiding behind philosophical masks.
他们躲藏在乐观的面具背后。
And yet they are desperately lost and long to know the way.
实际上却是极度的迷失，渴望找到出路。
They are desperately sick and long to find a cure.
他们患了重病，渴望得到医治。
This little girl had confidence.
这个小女孩有信心。
Not in Elisha, but in the God of Elisha.
不是对以利沙，而是对以利沙的神有信心。
This little girl had assurance in the Yahweh Rapha.
这个小女孩确信耶和华是大能的医生。
The God that heals.
神能够医治一切疾病。
And she had to testify to her God.
所以她为神做见证。
The general may have been intimidating in his uniform.
元帅穿上军服时威风凛凛，令人畏惧。
But she probably watched the agony on his face.
但小女孩却留意到元帅脸上流露出的痛苦。
The general may have looked impressive with all the guards around him.
被众随从围绕着的元帅看起来气派非凡。
But she knew that when he was alone,He could not lie down because the physical pain was too great.
但小女孩知道，当元帅独自一人时，因身上太过疼痛，甚至没法躺下来。
So she witnessed to him.
于是她向主人做见证。
She could have said, "Why should I bother?"
她大可以说，这关我什么事呢？
I should take care of myself.
我应该为自己着想啊。
She could have said, "I have problems of my own."
他可以说，我还自顾不暇呢。
I am captive in a foreign land.
我是个身处异乡的俘虏。
I have been snatched from my family.
我从家乡被掳到这儿来。
She could have said,
他大可以说，
Why should I help him?
我为什么要帮助他呢？
After all, it was his army that pulled me away from my parents and sold me into slavery.
是他的军队害我远离父母，又将我卖为奴隶。
He deserves every bit of agony that he has got.
他所受的痛苦是报应啊。
Oh, but she didn't do that.
哦，小女孩没这么想呢。
Her thoughts were not focused on herself.
她的心思并不是专注在自己身上。
Her life was not focused upon her circumstances.
她生命的中心并不是在周围的环境上。
My friends, believe me.
亲爱的朋友，相信我。
The moment you begin to focus on yourself,
当你开始专顾自己的时候，
you will be the most miserable person alive.
你就会活得很愁苦。
So the young girl witnessed to her God in the midst of her slavery.
而这个小女孩在她为奴的人生中却不忘记为神做见证。
She witnessed in the midst of her own pain.
她自己在痛苦中仍为神做见证。
And finally, Naaman goes to Samaria with the appropriate letters and recommendations from the king.
于是乃曼带着王的介绍专函去到撒玛利亚。
But he also brings something else with him.
他另外还带了些东西去。
He comes loaded with silver and gold and expensive gifts of all kinds.
他满载金银和各式各样珍贵的礼物。
He thought he could buy his healing.
他以为他可以用钱买的医治。
But instead of going to the man of God,
但他没有去找神人。
He ended up at the door of the king of Israel.
却去找以色列王。
The king of Israel rips his clothes off, and he thinks that this is a trick designed by the Syrian king to pick a fight with him.
以色列王却撕裂衣服，以为亚兰王用这个难题为借口来攻打他。
In verse 8 of 2 Kings 5,
在列王记下五章第八节,
Elisha hears of what has happened, and he sends a word to the king of Israel saying,
以利沙听到这事,就打发人带口信给以色列王说,
How they went to the wrong address.
他们找错地方了。
Had they known what a thorough secular humanist king you are of this religious nation,
如果他们知道这个属神的国家竟有一个像你这样彻底世俗化信奉人本主义的王，
They would never have gone to you.
他们就不会来找你了。
Send them to me.
叫他们到我这里来。
I will show you and them that there is a prophet in Israel.
这样你和他们才知道以色列是有先知的。
So in verse 9,
于是在第九节，
The entire impressive procession of generals and chariots and servants land on the doorstep of Elijah's house.
元帅带着车马和众随从的队伍浩浩荡荡来到以利沙的家门口。
You would think that Elisha would have been at the door welcoming them.
你以为以利沙一定是站在门外恭迎大驾光临。
You would think that he would have invited the most important members of the group into his house.
你以为他必定恭请这些达官贵人进到屋里来。
You would think that he would have brought together all the local ministers and all dressed up in their best to meet this great hero.
你以为他会带着所有本地的官员衣冠笔挺的来拜见这位英雄吧。
But he did not.
他没有。
God's man is not impressed with what impresses the world.
属神的人并不会看重世人所看重的。
Naaman, on the other hand, expected at least a warm welcome.
另一方面，在乃曼心目中以为至少会得到热情的款待吧。
However, Naaman's expectations get shattered.
然而，乃曼却大失所望。
Elisha sends a message to the great general.
以利沙只给这位伟大的元帅一个口信。
Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed.
你去在约旦河中沐浴7回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。
Please try to imagine Naaman's reaction.
请你想象一下乃曼怎么样的反应。
Go to the river Jordan?
到约旦河去。
What kind of a fool does he think I am?
他以为我是傻瓜呀。
Who does he think he is?
他当自己是什么人呢？
Does he know who I am?
他知道我是谁吗？
In verses 11 and 12, you actually can feel the fire coming out of Naaman's nostrils.
在11和12节的叙述里，你几乎可以感受到乃曼的七窍生烟。
He was sizzling and was hopping mad.
他暴跳如雷地咆哮着。
Why?
为什么？
His expectations were not met.
因为事情没有按照他的期望进行。
His expectations were not fulfilled.
他所期望的没有实现。
Listen to what he said.
听听他怎么说。
I thought he would come out and lay hands on the spots and call upon the name of his God and I would be healed.
我想他必定出来见我， 站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手，治好这大麻风病。
Furthermore, we have two of the best rivers in the world flowing through Damascus.
况且大马色的河亚巴拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？
They are clean rivers. They are flowing rivers.
那些河水岂不更清澈吗？
Why does Elisha send me to that dirty, filthy Jordan River?
为什么以利沙叫我到那污浊的约旦河去沐浴呢？
In a fit of rage, he commands his procession to head back to Syria.
一气之下，他命令全体队伍转身回叙利亚去。
Some people treat God like a bellhop.
有些人对待神好像呼之即来、挥之即去的跟班似的。
They think that God is there to do whatever they ask him to do.
他们以为神就是万灵丹。
They get shattered and devastated and angry with God.
受到挫折打击了，就迁怒于神。
Why?
为什么？
Because they don't get what they want, when they want it, and how they want it.
因为他们得不到所求所想的。
You and I know angry and bitter people all around us.
你和我身边都有许多心怀苦涩和愤愤不平的人。
They are angry because they expected God to do something for them, and God did not do it the way they asked for it.
他们愤怒是因为他们期望神有求必应，但神并没有这么做。
Most likely it was because God knew that what they were asking for was not for their ultimate best.
主要是因为神知道他们所求的并不是对他们是最好的。
God can see around the corner, but we can't.
神能够看得比我们更全面、更透彻。
In verse 13,
在十三节，
Naaman's servants intervened and asked him to give it a try.
乃曼的仆人劝他不妨试一试。
They used logic and said to the general,
他们以常理来劝元帅说，
If he asked you to do some great things, would you have not done it?
先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？
When he acceded and he dipped into the Jordan River seven times, he was healed.
于是乃曼照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七次，就痊愈了。
My listening friends, pay close attention to this point.
亲爱的朋友，请特别留心这一点。
Naaman's healing was not in the water of Jordan.
乃曼得医治并不是靠约旦河的水。
Naaman's healing was not even in the words of Elisha.
乃曼得医治也并不是靠以利沙所说的话。
Naaman's healing was in the trip to the Jordan River.
乃曼得医治是在乎他到约旦河去的旅程。
There is a blessing in surrender.
那是因降服而蒙福。
There is a miracle in obedience.
当他肯服从时，神迹就发生了。
There is provision in submission.
当他顺服时，神就供应他所需要的。
There is healing in yielding.
当他放下自我时，就得到医治。
You know, I can imagine old Naaman angrily pounding the ground.
我可以想象原先的乃曼怒气冲冲地跺脚咆哮。
Then when he got to the river, he probably did not want to take his clothes off in front of his subordinates.
当他们来到河边时，他很可能不肯在下属面前脱去衣服。
He was embarrassed about his grotesque skin.
他一定会为着自己畸形的皮肤感到尴尬。
I can also imagine.When he finally dipped into the river the first time and then the second time.
我也可想象到当他一次又一次走进河里。
And there was no noticeable improvement in his condition.
却看不见情况有什么改善的时候。
He probably was tempted to give up.
他也许想放弃了。
He probably was thinking, this is all just a bit too crazy for me.
他想，我这么做岂不太傻了吗？
So he dipped a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth time, and still no change.
于是他进了三次、四次、五次、六次，仍然没有起色。
He probably thought to himself,
他也许想,
This is a hoax.
这是个骗局。
I do not know what I'm doing here.
我真不知道我在这儿做什么。
I must get out.
我要离开这儿。
You know, most people would have abandoned this foolish venture probably right after the sixth time.
大多数人也许在第六次之后都会放弃这样愚蠢的行为。
But Naaman knows that the prophet of God said seven times.
但乃曼知道神的先知说七回。
So when he dipped in the seventh time, his skin became as clean and as smooth as a baby skin.
于是他第七次下到水里，他的皮肤忽然变得光滑柔嫩，就像小孩子的皮肤一样。
Wow, can you imagine the excitement?
哇，你能不能想象到他是多么的兴奋呢？
The God of Israel is for real.
以色列的神原来是真的。
The God of Israel is the God of power.
以色列的神是有能力的神。
The God of Israel is the God of majesty.
以色列的神是威严的神。
The God of Israel is the God of miracles.
以色列的神是行奇迹的神。
The God of Israel is a great God and a mighty God.
以色列的神是伟大的神，又是大能的神。
My friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你一个问题。
Do you know what is stopping the miracle in your life?
你知不知道有什么东西妨碍神在你生命中行神迹吗？
It is whatever it is that God's finger is pointing out to you and saying, this one, give it to me.
当神向你指出并说，就是这个了，交出来给我。
God is saying to you, surrender it to me, repent of it.
神对你说，将它交给我，并要悔改。
Will you surrender it to God today?
你愿不愿意将它交给神呢？
And begin to experience the miracle of God.
你就可以经历神施行神迹奇事了。
It is my prayer that you would say yes.
我恳切地祈求神，你会说我愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
靠着那加给我力量。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神所赐给我们的是一颗刚强勇敢的心。正如奈曼身边的这位女仆，在困境中，即使在那么卑微的地位中，也能够勇敢地传神的福音，做神的见证人。当然，作为我们自己，更要能够完全地献上和顺服，并且耐心地等待神的旨意，才能够得到从神而来的祝福。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福给你们，我们明天再会。